WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he supports a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon, but Israel will be ready should Hezbollah violate the deal. Here through an interpreter.
We will respond very severely.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We're tracking this very closely. And I hope and believe that we can get this over the finish line.
Robert Berger reports the ceasefire could help move forward the peace efforts in Gaza.
It's a good start to get a ceasefire at all. These wars have been going on now for over a year. And the hope is that with Lebanon out of the way, so to speak, that then there could be a deal in Gaza. We haven't seen really any progress on that.
In northern Israel, more than 60,000 people are hoping to return to their homes, but will wait to see if the deal holds.
In Israel, I never feel 100% safe. Because you never know what's going to happen.
The Israeli cabinet is expected to vote later. CBS News special report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As temperatures drop, shelters in Milwaukee have opened up as emergency warming centers. Guest House of Milwaukee and Repairers of the Breach are among those places that have started extending hours. Milwaukee County and most municipalities have warming centers listed on their government websites. A retired judge, a former public defender, and a firefighter are among those caught up in a prostitution investigation in Milwaukee. The sting led to the arrest of a retired Pleasant Prairie municipal judge and a former public defender who resigned following his arrest. The former public defender, Travis Schwantes, is facing multiple charges related to soliciting prostitutes and falsifying records during his tenure. Roads and airports are getting crowded. Jimmy Kuska has more about Turkey Day travel.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
If you are packing up and heading out, watch your speed in Jefferson County. State troopers and Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies are part of a special traffic enforcement effort today. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. Helen Edney passed away outside the Parkside Manor in Kenosha in 2022. The lawsuit showed that staff at the facility neglected to monitor Edney, who was known to wander due to dementia. It was also discovered that staff failed to respond adequately to alarms. The jury found that negligence by the facility staff led to the death. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers prepare for Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins, kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of their win over the 49ers Sunday night.
I'm sure Miami's going to look at that tape, so you better know what you did and the areas where you may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked if safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team in tackling.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation that, you know, as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a grueling season. The Big Ten is not the easiest road in the world.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be along with you, Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big program. It is Tuesday, November 26th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies here in Madison, although chilly, a bit chilly as you go throughout your day across the state of Wisconsin. 33 now, 33 in Wisconsin, or at least in Madison. Colder in other parts of the state. Not like our friend Sean over in Hawaii watching us on YouTube where he says it's 90 degrees. 90 degrees on the beach. I don't know if it was on the beach or not. But
and sunny weather as well.
And sunny. 90. Never been to Hawaii. Have you, Zomers?
Nope.
One of the places I would like to check off the bucket list. I have a map at home of the United States of America. And It's one of those, like, I was going to say scratch and sniff. It's not that. Wouldn't that be fantastic, though, if you had a map of the United States that was scratch and sniff? So, like, you scratch Hawaii and it smelled like pineapples or hibiscus or something. And, like, I don't know, you scratch Florida and it's oranges.
Scratch Florida and it's a swamp smell.
But, no, what I have at home is it's, like, I guess the better description, it's like a scratch off lottery ticket,
right?
So you have like the map and it has a coating on it, and then you can scratch it every time you visit some place or go on a road or a city, and then you kind of reveal a different color underneath of the coating to show where you've been.
That's pretty cool. I've seen similar things with video games and movies where it'll be a big list of like some of the most acclaimed media things, and then you scratch them off when you've seen it.
Yeah,
or played it.
Kind of a cool thing to keep track of. And so my goal before I perish from this earth is to get to all 50 states. I'm over halfway. But I've not been to Hawaii yet. So one of the places I would like to go.
If you count layovers at airports, then I think I've been to like 4 states. It's not a lot.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, you're younger than me.
I think at least 5.
You got a lot of time to go, hopefully. But yeah, I enjoy traveling. And so I'd like to announce that this January, join the Todd Albaugh Show from Maui as well for podcasting.
News to me.
Luke Mathers just ran back in here. Apparently that's been vetoed by the high power. But wouldn't that be, I bet you, if I asked nicely, I bet that Jane Matinier would come to Maui with me.
If both of you paid for it, yeah.
No, I mean, it's on the company. But, you know, Matinier on air. And of course, her program would air like at 4 in the morning over in Hawaii.
I don't think the problem there is getting Jane to say yes.
How about
about it, Jane, if you're listening. I think that'd be great.
I think as long as they get her a fruit plate, get some fresh pineapple, we'll be good.
Jane and Todd from Maui, coming up in 2025. Glad to have you along. Thank you to Luke Mathers for being here. We appreciate him every Tuesday on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Coming up in a bit, Luke mentioned this. Going to talk a little bit about more about it. Guardrails. Guardrails on our institutions. Our federal government, White House, Congress, the Supreme Court, do guardrails exist anymore? And much, much more. Your phone calls as well. Right now it's 9 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your opportunity to be heard on statewide radio and around the world on What's Worse, places like Hawaii. Great opportunity to be on the show. All you got to do is give us your opinion. By the way, though, coming up after Thanksgiving, in December, our Vice President, Aaron Carreno, he's always thinking there is no off switch on Carreno's genius head. He's always thinking for us, and he's come up with a brand new, I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I am, a brand new text to win giveaway. And let me tell you, I've seen some of these prizes, and they're spectacular. You're not going to want to miss it, but here's the deal on this. He's tricky, that Carreno. You have to have the Civic Media app. No phone calls, unless... We do make exceptions for, we have listeners that happen to be blind or disabled or whatever, but the general public, you have to text in to win. And the only way you could do that is to download the Civic Media app. So don't wait till after Thanksgiving when I tell you, here's how you win. You're like, oh, geez, I don't have the app. You're going to be behind. You understand? You're going to be behind. We don't want you to be behind the eight ball. We here on the Todd Allball Show want you, our friendly listeners, to be ahead of the game. We want you to have an upper hand across the network. So do yourself a favor. Get yourself ready to go to win great prizes after Thanksgiving for the brand new Text to Win giveaway coming up in December from the creators of the Summer Sizzler Text to Win giveaway.
I thought, well, is that what it was called? I thought it was the Scotty Summer. I don't remember.
It probably was. But it would have been great. I like the Summer Sizzler giveaway.
Maybe this next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A steak at Sizzler Steakhouse. No, we're serious about this. So download the Civic Media app. You can do it on your Apple or Android device. Just go to your app store. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. You click on that. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. All right. So the point is, not only can you win great stuff after Thanksgiving, you can actually text in and be a part of this now, or you can give us a call. What's worse? Speaking of weather earlier, what's worse? Here we are. What's worse? A 20 degree and sunny day or 38 degrees and rain? What's worse? 20 degrees and sun or 38 degrees and rain? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. What's worse, 20 degrees and sun or 38 degrees and rain? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. I have very particular feelings about this, Summers.
I imagine that you're preferring the 20 and sunny.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Sorry, I imagine that you prefer weather that is 20 degrees and sunny.
38. Matt in Germantown says WAUK, 38 and rain is worse. I could not agree more.
He says nothing to debate. Anyone who says the opposite is wrong.
Yeah, Matt, I'm with you on that. But maybe, hey, if you can make the argument, give us a call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, 20 and sun or 38 and rain? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I have feelings because to me, yeah, My grandma used to say, it's so damp out. It just goes right through you. And when you get to that, you're just above freezing, but you're below 40, and it's like misty out and cloudy. It's just damp, and it's a cold wetness that just chills you right to the bone. Listening to us on Chippewa Falls and listening via WAUK, but she's up in beautiful Chippewa Falls. She says 38 and rain is worse. Could not agree more.
Sherry in Horicon also says the rain is worse.
Very good. Sherry, appreciate that. Listening on WMDX. And the thing is, when it's 20 degrees and sun, in my opinion, I always feel better and I feel warmer when I see sunshine.
Yeah, it's definitely a psychological thing.
Yeah.
I will say, though, if there's snow on the ground, or even if there's not, just because it's cold, don't forget your sunglasses.
Well, yes, that's
because
true.
Especially if there's snow on the ground, the white reflects the sun and it can damage your eyes.
Right, exactly. But 20, when it's below, you know, it's 20 degrees, it's going to be more brisk, but you don't have that. I hate to call it a dry cold, but, you know, unless it's snowing, that's different. But if it's just 20 degrees and sun, it's not going to be quite as humid probably. And you got the sun, at least if you're sitting in the car or by a window, the sun's kind of coming in, beating on your skin, you feel better. It feels warmer. 38 and rain, it just goes right through me. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know. Do you experience the summers at your youthful age, or am I crazy?
No, I agree. I think that I can always wear more layers. I can move around.
Right.
Not everybody can move around, but still heat up with that. And with the rain, if you get any of it in there, you're just going to be a soggy, chilly mess.
Yes. Now here, our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeffrey Perry, says, as that great philosopher Eddie Rabbit told us, quote, "I love a rainy night," unquote. I'll go with 38 and rain. Now, wait a minute. Are you saying you're going with 38 and rain is worse, or you're saying that you love the rain and you think that 38 and rain is fantastic?
Jude in East Troy says,
clarify your position.
20 and sunny is worse.
Really? Jude in East Troy, 20 and sun is the worst. Wow. Do you want to elaborate, Jude? I'm truly curious why somebody would say 20 and sun is worse. I guess if you really don't like the cold, but again, to me, 20 degrees and sun feels warmer than 38 and rain. Jude says, oh, the winter overcast. You like the winter overcast. Okay. All right. You know what? My godson out in Portland, he's one of those people that does not mind cloudy weather and rain.
Well, good, because he moved into a very right. cloudy, rainy region.
Jason is in the right place. To clarify, Jeffrey says that 20 and sun is worse. All right. And the problem is that Jeff was susceptible to one of those scams, and he sent his DNA into 20 and sun instead of 23andMe.
That'll do it.
And he's very upset about that. he got back his analysis, and it turns out he's from Boaz. So he was very upset about that. He felt scammed, as well he should. Andrew in Maine, we're asking the question, what's worse, 20 and sunny or 38 degrees and rain? Andrew in Maine says 20 and windy might be worse than 38 and rain with little to no wind. Well, now we're factoring in all kinds of different information. Matt in Germantown says, I thought I lost faith in humanity after the election, but I think I'm hitting a new low. Len in Madison says, what are the wind conditions? Well, I don't know.
It is important. It is important.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I just meant the overall. All right, let's assume there's little to no wind. 20 and sunny or 38 in rain. What's worse? 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. Get ready to win prizes after Turkey Day. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Talking a little weather here. In what's worse? What's worse? 20 degrees and sun. Or 38 degrees and rain. What kind of weather is worse? 20 degrees and sunny skies and no wind, or 38 degrees and rain and no wind? People have some feelings on this. Jack and Merrimack says definitely 20 and sunny, because probably because my wife suffers from SAD, S-A-D, which pertains to light.
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder. So I think Jack's saying that 20 and sunny is better.
Is better, correct. Chris in Janesville, more wind, he says. Okay. More wind. Breaking news for you, by the way. This across the wires. The Israeli security cabinet has voted in favor of a ceasefire deal to end the fighting with militant and terrorist group Hezbollah in Lebanon, according to Israeli officials. The White House has announced that U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver remarks on or about 1:30 our time, so about 9 minutes away. According to the White House, his remarks from the Rose Garden come after Israel's Security Council and Cabinet announced its approval of the ceasefire deal in Lebanon, according to an Israeli official. We will carry President Biden's remarks right after the bottom of the hour, when if those become available to us. So again, Israel announcing that it has approved, their security cabinet has voted in favor of a ceasefire deal to end the fighting with terrorist group Hezbollah in Lebanon. And President Biden will address the nation shortly after 1:30 this afternoon. Again, one final call out if you want to call in or text in. What's worse, 20 degrees and sunny. 20 degrees on a sunny day. Crisp, cool, but bright winter day, or 38 degrees and rain. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app, whichever you prefer. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Gary in Sussex. Gary, what's worse, 20 degrees and sun, or 38 degrees and rain?
Well, I run marathons and I do triathlons.
Do you really? Well, that's fantastic.
Ironman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done 5 Ironman triathlons.
Wow.
Well, when I run a marathon, the temperature, the best is about 25 degrees and sunny and no wind. It's
really?
Perfect.
All right.
Because you don't sweat. Mm-hmm. So I'll always take 25 degrees and sunny.
All right.
I won't even take 50 degrees and rain or 70 degrees or rain. I'll always take a sunny day over a rainy day. I don't care how cold it is.
That's right very now, interesting.
Todd, I'm in my shorts right now.
Are and you really? Still,
I go from my yeah, I'm in my shorts. I love riding in shorts.
You remind me of one of my high school and middle school football coaches, Gary Schwartz. We used to call him Moontan because he would wear shorts well into the finals of football season at night. It would be like, you know, 25, 30 degrees at night in October during football season. And he'd have his shorts on. We called him Moontan. Are you like that?
I wear them all year round. I go to people's homes and they think that I'm nuts. I'm at the door. And they'll say, well, why can you be wearing shorts and it's 20 degrees out? I said, because my truck is warm.
Right.
I go into your house and it's nice and warm and I fix the furnace or whatever.
Right.
I said, I don't go through any of my blue jeans anymore with holes in my knees. I just hated that. So I just started wearing shorts all year round. Hey, I do have one comment.
Yeah, what do you got?
And you're laughing now. I don't know if you'll laugh at this one. What do you...
Right. You can't just leave it in good news, can you? But go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead.
No. Okay. What do you think of Elon Musk going out there, possibly buying MSNBC? What do you think about that?
What do I think about it? I think part of it is possibly a lot of posturing just to rile people up and get us to, again, I think it's kind of a shiny object to talk about things like that rather than, you know, more serious matters. But do I think it's entirely a joke? No, probably not. I mean, it could have happened. Yes. But, NBC Universal has said it would probably be well over a year before any deal like that is done. But I think right now it's about he and Don Jr. just jitting up people, on the left to get them riled up and not pay attention to more important matters.
Well, I think it'd be interesting because the next thing I know, all my liberal friends would be watching conservative
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, you've already seen Morning Joe lose almost half of his audience so far just from them going down and meeting with Trump. But, I mean, it's...
Yeah, but you know something?
What? Go ahead.
I told Earl Ingram. Donald Trump is going to win. He's going to win big. I told him that he's going to Donald Trump's going to win all 7, tossing up states.
Well, you were right about that. You know?
And the thing is, the reason I told him this, and he laughed at me. I told him because I know what's going on in the world. I know how ticked off that all the Republicans are because when Hillary Clinton called me and all my friends deplorables. And then Biden and Harris calling us all fascists and stuff like that just ticked us off. I knew that Donald Trump was going to win. But the people on the left, they just didn't understand because they just didn't watch what's really going on in the world. They heard the pundits on MSNBC and CNN were telling people.
Let's be fair for a second. Not everybody was using that vernacular and doing that. And also, I'm not into dragging in my colleagues, other co-hosts on this show. They do their own shows, and I respect them, and they do great work on themselves.
I like Earl.
Yeah, Earl's a great guy. But it's not about anybody else or anybody else's show. It's about this show and how we communicate. And I would simply say, Gary, that your prediction, I guess you want to call it that, you were correct on it. Whether or not I totally agree with your reasoning might be, we might disagree a little bit on that. I think, though, in part that you're correct. I think there are certain people, I'm not talking about people at Civic, but I think there are people out there messaging probably the wrong way. I think that's a fair point. All right, stay tuned. More after this right here. It is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
your new choice. Real News, great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After Thanksgiving, the Wisconsin Democratic Party chair will decide whether to enter the race for the National Party chair. That news about Ben Wickler is according to a report in WisPolitics. The DNC's election for a new chair is scheduled for February 1st. Currently, head of the Minnesota Democratic Party, Ken Martin, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley have officially announced their candidacies. A smaller harvest is expected. Brittany Merlot has more about the hunt.
Gun deer hunt season is underway, and DNR officials are warning of a potentially smaller overall harvest. The number of registered hunters has dropped steadily over the previous years and stands at around 600,000 this year. With declining interest in hunting, mild weather conditions, with the latest possible start to this hunting season, the overall harvest numbers could suffer. Officials are also reminding hunters to have their deer checked for chronic wasting disease and registered online. Here's DNR herd health specialist Aaron Larson.
CWD sampling is still available statewide. Anywhere that a hunter harvests a deer in the state, they can get it submitted for CWD sampling for free.
You can also donate your deer, with more on the DNR website. A Nina man has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a transgender woman in Milwaukee. Cordell Howes will have no possibility for parole in the death of Keshe Henderson. The judge in sentencing detailed how Howes shot Henderson and then set her home on fire. Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week 2 of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in 5th place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, November 26, 2024, awaiting the remarks of President Joe Biden from the Rose Garden in the White House or at the White House. Reports are that the Israeli Security Cabinet has approved a ceasefire deal with the terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon. Awaiting President Biden's remarks on that, we will bring it to you as soon as we see the president coming to the podium here this afternoon. I want to bring you a story here. I think this is really important as we go through the next few weeks and into the next couple of months. From rawstory.com. Says Donald Trump has not even retaken the presidency yet, and he is already employing the core tactic he relied on since 2015 to demoralize and confuse his opponents. That written by former Naval War College professor and conservative national security expert Tom Nichols for The Atlantic. And it's more important than ever that nobody falls for it, he said. Nichols, a longtime critic of Trump, explained that the president-elect likes to lurch from one crisis, scandal to scandal, never letting the news cycle linger on one thing too long so that no one can settle on what they're supposed to be mad at. And ultimately, quote unquote, exhaust themselves instead of forming an effective resistance. It's already happening, Nichols argued. Quote, the president-elect and his team have spent much of November baiting and trolling their opponents while throwing red meat to the MAGA faithful, unquote. Starting with letting tech billionaire Elon Musk head up a task force to slash government payrolls named after a meme. Quote, and though some of Trump's nominees have been relatively reasonable choices, in recent days, Trump has put forward a handful of manifestly unqualified and even dangerous picks and reiterated his grandiose plans for the first days in office and promised to punish his enemies, Nichols wrote. The counter to this, Nichols said, is that people need to keep their eye on the ball and focus on Trump's and America's vulnerabilities. Quote, people should not panic and exhaust themselves in advance, he wrote. In practice, this means setting priorities. Mine are the preservation of democracy and national security, and conserving mental energy and political effort to concentrate on those issues and Trump's plan for them. If citizens and their representatives react to every moment of trollery over the coming weeks, they will be exhausted by Inauguration Day, unquote. That's nothing compared to the marathon the country will have to plow through over the next 4 years, starting with recognizing Trump only won by the narrowest plurality and cannot will himself into having dictatorial powers if the public and their elected officials will not allow it, he wrote. Lastly, he wrote, put all of this aside for the next few days, and just enjoy the holidays. He says, quote, for Thanksgiving, give yourself a break. Remember the great privilege and blessing it is to be an American, and have faith in the American Constitution and the freedoms safeguarded within it, he wrote. And then he says, and we're going to talk more about this with Trigby tomorrow. He says, quote, if your Uncle Ned shows up and still wants to argue about how the election was stolen from Trump 4 years ago, my advice is the same as it has been for every holiday. Tell him he's wrong, that you love him anyway, and that you're not having this conversation today, so please pass the potatoes. I like that.
That's a good way to do it, depending on the uncle.
But depending upon the uncle. Depending upon the uncle. But I think, and Ross Story obviously kind of covers this and this column by Tom Nichols in The Atlantic. I just think there's a lot of truth to it. It kind of goes to the last caller's point there about the rumors of Elon Musk and Don Jr.
saying that they're going to buy MSNBC. If you haven't seen the story, NBC Universal, which owns MSNBC, is saying, at least in some circles, that they're looking at spinning that off and selling MSNBC and CNBC and a couple other properties and having it be its own thing. And of course, Elon Musk and Don Jr. immediately say, well, maybe we'll buy it and turn it into a another Fox network. And then you have people get all riled up and focus on that. Kind of the same thing with what happened. You know, we've covered this not much because I just think it's, again, it distracts. This whole thing with Nancy Mace, the congressperson from Delaware that just got elected, happens to be a transgender woman. And not Nancy Mace. Sorry about that. Nancy Mace is the one proposing this bill on bathrooms in Congress. And the congressperson elected is saying, look, I'm here to help the folks of Delaware make prices lower for Delaware, not to worry about which bathroom I'm going in.
Sarah McBride is her name.
Thank you. Thank you. I should have gone down that path without having the name in front of me. Sarah McBride is the new congressperson elected. It happens to be a transgender woman. And the headlines and on are just, it's just draining people. I think Sarah McBride is absolutely right. Let's focus on why I'm here, why I got elected. The issue of making things more affordable for people in Delaware and across the country. And she basically said, look, I'll use whatever bathroom I need to. That's it. John Fetterman, Democratic U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania, said, look, I have one bathroom in my Senate office. Anybody's welcome to use it, including Congressperson-elect McBride. And then move on. Just like these rumors about Elon Musk buying MSNBC, we talked about this before in this program, don't be distracted by the sensational. Look at what Trump is doing in terms of what he plans to do with these tariffs. Look at what some of his people they're appointing are talking about letting up on, you know, vaccines for rubella and polio and measles and mumps in your kids' school districts. Look at what they're saying about either gutting or getting rid of Obamacare, which, as it turns out, is the same thing as the Affordable Care Act. People with pre-existing conditions. If they make good on some of this stuff, there's going to be a lot of people that can't get insurance, again, health insurance. What Jane Matinair and Greg talked about on their show before ours this morning with their guest on agriculture. If Trump follows through on a lot of these mass deportations, who's going to work in Wisconsin agriculture? How many restaurants are going to close or have limited hours, limited tables because they don't have people to work in their facilities? What are these tariffs going to mean for your grocery prices? What are the other things in Project 2025 that we talked about prior to the election that they're actually going to do? But again, the whole playbook here is to flood the field. Just put everything out there. Have so many weird, crazy, upsetting things that people can't focus on what's really going on, and they slip in the really nasty stuff that's actually going to affect our lives through the political back door. So take a breath, especially during the holiday season. I'm not going to tell you it's all going to be okay because I don't know that that's true. But we get through it one day at a time. And as Reed Galen told us a couple of weeks ago, let's just get to work. Let's get rid of all the fancy rhetoric and, you know, comparing ourselves to Star Wars movies and being a resistance and all this. Let's just get to work. And part of that means listening to our friends and neighbors, understanding how we communicate better with each other, how we understand where people are getting their information from so that we can meet them where they're at. Not compromising our beliefs. Let me say that again, not compromising our beliefs or those things in which we know to be true, but meeting people where they're at and having a real effect. Still awaiting President of the United States, Joe Biden, supposed to be giving a presser here soon in the Rose Garden. Reports are that Israel's Security Council has voted in favor of approving a ceasefire with the terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon. In 2 months, Republicans will have a trifecta, partisan control of three branches of our federal government, the White House, Congress, Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is, of course, N-P-N-O. N-P-I-N-O. What's N-P-N-O? Means nonpartisan in name only. I think Matt Flynn would like that one. The six conservative justices often prioritized mega interests above all else. Many of our Constitution's checks and balances will no longer prevent abuse of power in a regime that rules by fear. What voters want no longer matters when a handful of billionaires can so easily buy a president. Think Elon Musk. In a majority of states, gerrymandering has voter-proofed the legislative districts, ensuring only far, far right candidates can be elected. Of course, in Wisconsin, that was reversed by one vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So what guardrails remain to save our democratic republic? Great question. What might constrain the worst impulses of Donald Trump and his mega loyalists? One guardrail is the small majority Republicans have in the House. This has caused a near inability for the House to function, much less govern in recent years. Another guardrail is the filibuster in the Senate, where Republicans will have at least 53 Senate votes, not the 60 votes needed to end debate. The filibuster is a delay tactic, but sometimes it succeeds in killing a bill. But both of these are soft guardrails. Trump may have been able to overcome them. One other soft guardrail that has potential to be effective? Trump's narcissistic personality disorder. Trump craves to be loved and admired. It makes him obsessed with TV ratings. We saw that in The Apprentice, other places. Also, somebody's calling me. Also, survey findings and poll results. Trump will have no concern with winning election again. At least that's what we think. He will have no concern about the future of other Republicans in the Republican Party. But his need to be loved will potentially be the strongest guardrail to stop ideas that are unpopular with most Americans. But there is a catch. As Stacey Abrams of Georgia said after the election, it isn't enough to just resist a slide into authoritarianism. Abrams said, quote, "We must insist on a government and leaders that respect us and our needs. We must insist on fighting for our rights, even if we think we're going to lose, because the record will show that we tried," unquote. The reality is that you and me, we are the guardrails. But here's the key. Only if we insist. Gives me hope heading into the holiday a little bit, right? Believe in ourselves, each other, our friends and neighbors. Again, I can't tell you, look you in the eye, and say everything's going to be okay. I don't know that. I trust in people that I do know, my friends and neighbors. If we insist together that we're going to stay together, support one another, it's one of the things I believe in. We'll wrap it up shortly. When we come back, still any word from President Joe Biden? Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which station you were listening to across the great state of Wisconsin, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay, the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Wherever you travel around Wisconsin, likelihood is you can get Civic Media stations across over the air, and you can always get us on the Civic Media app. Then after national news, little sports, weather from Wisconsin, and then Maggie Dawn of the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show steps in from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Salvia Show from 4 until 6. Our friend Pete Schwabe takes over with Nightlight from 6 until 8, Rick Smith Across America from 8 until 10, and then Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Quick programming note. This just in, Zomers drops this on me just like as an aside, right before we come back on the air. Well, you know, Jess and I are co-hosting the Dom Salvia Show tomorrow.
No, on Friday.
Oh, on Friday. On Black Friday.
Yeah.
Now, I did not know this. This was not in the staff meeting. And
we were still working details out.
But still working. So this will be the first time that you are co-hosting an entire 2-hour show.
I guess so, yeah.
With your outstanding producer friend, our colleague, Jess, down in Waukesha. Well, yes. Now racing in Kenosha.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Dungeons and Dragons as well as other things.
Really?
But the other day after working on something, there was a show that she was producing and the people were here in studio. So after that, she's like, hey, Aaron, do you like D&D? And I was like, what, are you inviting me to a game? Because the answer is yes. So yeah, we're going to talk about that, about what it is, some misconceptions, and how fun it can be, and hopefully get some calls with listeners' stories of fun games they've played.
Well, tune in to the Jess and Aaron Zomers show starting from at 4 o'clock on Friday. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
It should be a fun time.
Yeah. No, it should be, as Ken Lewis likes to say, my former teacher, a good time had by all. A good time had by all. Well, congratulations. That's Friday. So you're working Black Friday now.
I guess so. At least for a few hours.
Well, I guess so. Are you coming all the way back here to do the show?
I'm not sure. I need to test my home internet. So I'm going to see if maybe my mom can join a call with me today and see how it is. Otherwise, I might have to come back here or drive down to Racine. We'll see.
All right. Well, very good. We'll see. Speaking of we'll see, not, I mean,
This happened to us all during the campaign, by the way. Joe Biden, not necessarily a great guy, I assume, not known for being timely. And so we'd have these, well, you know, President Biden's going to do a campaign appearance at 1:30. And then we'd come on the air, the special report, and we'd sit here and we'd dance and tell jokes and vamp for 45 minutes.
And then in the next show, right. Like after the Todd Allbaugh show, Maggie right. Dawn would get to it, and it right. still hasn't happened yet.
And so now the campaign is over, and now here we are with actual remarks from the President of the United States, Joe Biden. We were told, national media was reporting, that he would be in the Rose Garden at 1:30.
On a very important topic.
On a very important topic that the Israeli Security Council has approved, reportedly, a deal with the terrorist organization Hezbollah on a ceasefire in Lebanon. Big news. They say big if true. But so far, the president has not. We're coming up on a half an hour from start time. So I'm sure glad we didn't play that special report music coming out of the break.
Me too. Instead, you got to talk about a very important message on how we treat each other and what we pay attention to during the holidays, whether or not we let ourselves get riled up.
There you go. So it may or may not happen in the next hour, and I'm not. Maggie Dawn might have information about it if it happens. So anyway, I just want to update you why we not brought you those remarks after we had told you that we would bring them to you, because they haven't happened yet. A little sad news from Hollywood. Jim Abrams, the writer, director, who with brothers Jerry and David Zucker turned the comedy genre on its ear with such zany efforts as Airplane, Police Squad, and the Naked Gun films. He died today, 80 years old.
Oh, I was going to say, I know those names.
Yeah, and some of my favorite movies. Abrams died of natural causes at his home in beautiful Santa Monica, his son Joseph told The Hollywood Reporter. The trio made their first mainstream impression by writing the sketch-filled Kentucky Fried Movie back in 1977, directed by John Landis. It is prelude to Animal House. And they also combined for Top Secret in 1984, starring a young Val Kilmer, and Ruthless People in 1986, featuring Bette Midler and Danny DeVito. Without his childhood buddies from Wisconsin, yes, they were from Wisconsin, that's a hitherto unknown fact, Jerry and David Zucker, of course, from Wisconsin, Abrams directed Big Business, or as we say back at Richland Center, Big Business. No, we don't really. I just like to say that. Big Business back in 1988, starring Midler and Lily Tomlin, and co-wrote and helmed Hot Shots. I remember that movie, 1981. And the 1983 sequel, both starring Charlie Sheen, way before Charlie became off the rails crazy. Just some of those movies, Top Gun. I mean, the big one that really put the Zucker brothers on the map was Airplane.
Yeah, for sure.
And they were partially, I think, responsible for, you know, the original face and crown and arm of the Statue of Liberty being put on Lake Monona here at the UW campus back, I think, in the 80s.
That I did not know.
Really? Yeah. That was there, I believe. Somebody will correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I believe the Zucker brothers had a hand in that. So, Jerry Abrams, thanks for everything you've done for us. Jerry Abrams passing away today at the age of 80. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Thank you to Luke Mathers for joining us today, Mr. Aaron Zommers as well. We'll have Trinity Olsen and Pat Kreitlow mañana. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Today's WAUK Big Deal of the Day. Beyond the Board in Brookfield.
This board game cafe is the perfect place to relax and recharge, offering a wide selection of new and classic board games. Indulge in delicious pizzas, subs, salads, and adult beverages for those 21 and older. You and your friends will have a great time at Beyond the Board. They make all the right moves. Go to WAUKradio.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at WAUK Big Deals.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.